From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Rescue teams are working through the night looking for survivors after a powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake shook towns and villages near the Iran-Iraq border. Iranian state television reports 129 deaths, while the number of those killed in Iraq is still unclear. The quake struck Sunday night outside the eastern Iraqi Kurdistan city of Halabja, very close to the Iranian border. It was felt as far away as Turkey and Israel. The initial jolt was followed by a 5.3 aftershock, sending panicked villagers fleeing from their homes into the cold and dark streets. The quake cut power and telephone service to several Iranian and Iraqi towns, making rescue efforts even more difficult. The U.S. Geological Survey says Sunday's quake was along a 1,500-kilometer-long fault line that runs through Iran and Iraq. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group that could contain up to 400 bodies, that word from an Iraqi official on Sunday. The Kirkuk governor, Rakan Saeed, said the bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October. Saeed said he didn't know when authorities will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. Iraqi forces have driven IS from nearly all the territory that the terrorist group once controlled. This is VOA News. Asian experts say they do not expect President Trump will raise human rights issues and concerns about extrajudicial killings when he meets Monday in Manila with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte himself said Sunday that I'm sure he will not take it up. Human rights groups have expressed alarm over allegations that Philippines police have killed at least 3,000 suspected drug users and dealers in a countrywide crackdown, one of Duterte's major campaign promises. A train crash in Congo on Sunday killed at least 34 people and injured at least 26 others in Lualaba province in the country's southeast. The injury and death toll is likely to rise because some train cars are on fire and some were carrying fuel. 11 of the 13 cars caught fire. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Turkey is denying a report that it may have discussed a plot to seize a Muslim cleric living in the United States with a former Trump administration official. According to a Wall Street Journal story published Friday, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged plan involving President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to kidnap Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric who has lived in the U.S. since 1999. The newspaper said Flynn and his son were to receive as much as $15 million for delivering Gulen to the Turks. In a statement released Saturday, the Turkish embassy in Washington called allegations that Turkey would use means outside the legal process to return Gulen to Turkey utterly false, ludicrous, and groundless. And Emirates Airlines, the largest airline in the Middle East, announced on Sunday that it would buy 40 Boeing 787-10s in a deal worth more than $15 billion. The purchase was announced at the Dubai Air Show. Deliveries of the wide-body twin-engine planes are set to begin in 2022. Boeing's website says the aircraft typically carries 330 passengers with a range of 11,900 kilometers. The manufacturer says the 787 is 25% more fuel efficient than the aircraft it replaces. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.